Just a couple of guys whose love for fantasy sports may exceed their love for real sports. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, welcome back. Jackets come back home off two clunkers, two winnable games. Same old story. Weird mistakes at bad times, and the biscuit is in your basket. Plenty of power plays to try to get right. They couldn't do it. I thought they got great goaltending from Corpy over the weekend on the back-to-backs, and it just wasn't enough. And losing to teams that are below you in the standings are nightmarish recipes, and they'll come home tomorrow to the 10% fandom at Nationwide to play the Wings. And if you want a psychological game, this is it. Don't lose to them. First game in the building with fans, some fans. Allison Lucan, our friend from The Athletic, jumps on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Allison, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, albeit under these circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, there's no dancing around it. They have the backslide here. I'm sure there are certain reasons for it, but it seems almost there's an intangible that is pretty tough to measure, and I know you do a lot of that with analytics. So why don't you give me your best, you know, examination of them from a hockey standpoint, and then give me your heads up on what you think may be going on with the lack of chemistry and trying to mold this team on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone is seeing the problems and the challenges. We know this is a group of players that has struggled to get the puck out of their own end. They're struggling down the middle of the ice. And even if you think about this from a coaching perspective, this is a group of coaches and a front office that came in with one set of objectives and one game plan. And that has really had to change quite significantly. It'd be hard to wager that any other club has had such a total different direction come about for their roster. And so now they're struggling offensively and to bleed into that chemistry side. You know, I think something Seth Jones said yesterday really stuck with me, and he talked about a lack of trust. And that's not to say there's some big issue going on, but when you don't know that everyone's in sync, you're all trying to do too much. We've seen players even almost run into each other, cross into each other's skating lanes from time to time, even this past weekend. These guys don't know that they know where their teammate's going to be, what their teammate is going to do, that their teammate's going to do what they think they should do. And I think that is a big cause of the rippling that's going through all of the lack of execution up and down the lineup.
You know, Allison, you had a tweet that caught my attention over the weekend, and the tweet reads, CBJ has scored the first goal of the game 16 times this season. They've won five of those games. Why do you think that's happening with the guys this year?
Yeah, it's a really crazy, and again, this is stuff that's hard to measure. This is a bit in the head. You know, this is a group that we used to talk about how they always had to come from behind. I think because of the struggles they've faced this year, this is now a group that says, oh no, we've got a lead now. We've got to hope to heck we don't lose it. And it's been really interesting. And Anthony mentioned, you know, there's been some weird bounces, some weird things happen. It's kind of a shocking result. This is such a different team than what we've seen from Columbus in quite some time. But there seems to be something, again, with maybe gripping the sticks too hard once you get that lead. It's certainly not overconfidence right now. But they need to find a way to continue to just relax and play and find that synergy among themselves.
Yeah, and I don't know what your expectations were coming in, but I think we all thought, okay, very similar team, similar roster, and then the PLD thing rears its ugly head. And they got a nice lift after they finally got him out. You know, there seemed to be an exhale. And, you know, you play Tampa, and that team always lights a fire under the Jackets and gets the most out of them. But I'm wondering if there aren't some lingering effects from what they thought they were going to be going in. And even though they added Patrick Laine and they added Jack Roslovic, I'm wondering if there's still some residual waves from the chemistry they thought they were going to have to the chemistry that they're trying to mold in process. Do you think there's anything to that?
Oh, sure. You know, and I think this is, again, this isn't a bad thing necessarily, but this is normal given everything you just outlined. You know, something I've liked, it can be seen negatively, but I've liked it. We've seen a little bit of frustration from Patrick Laine, which I think is challenging his teammates to say, let's execute. Let's get on this track together. I like that energy coming from one of the newest players, but everything from X's and O's, now you have people who aren't used to playing center. People are being asked to play center differently, perhaps, than this team thought that they would going into the season. And then, you know, we've talked about every team in the league has these challenges of the COVID restrictions and travel and things like that. But the problem with what's happening with all this change, as you mentioned, is that there are not the usual resources to fix the problems that come up. And I think that's what's really hurting here in the areas you're mentioning. These guys can't get together casually and hash it all out if something goes wrong. They can't just hang out and feel comfortable with one another. Every team has these restrictions, but this group is going through a lot of change. And so the avenues to get on the right path just simply aren't there this year.
Wanted to ask you about what you've been seeing from Tex recently, because, you know, to start the season, he was doing some really good things, and a lot of people were excited about to see whether or not he can continue that trajectory of positive things out there on the ice. Recently, what have you seen yesterday out there? He only gets almost about 8 minutes of ice time. What's going on with Tex, Allison?
Yeah, you know, this is a curious one. It's funny, I was thinking about him just yesterday as well. You know, such a bright start, as you mentioned. Gets moved around in the lineup, moved out to the wing, back to center, you know, not really sure where he's going to go. I think what we're seeing there is a personification of how big this change is with the difference that's coming down the middle of the ice right now, what the ask is for players and the effect. I think this is still a talented player, but one who is one of many who is emblematic of the fact that this team is just really struggling to find their way back to their true essence and play like they're used to playing.
So there certainly there's criticism to be had here, and you have to give it. They have regressed, and they can't seem to get out of their own way. And you know, what I noticed around on the weekend is, you know, they had the Preds on their heels, and then they commit a bad penalty, and then they have to go on the kill. And it's almost like I just don't know whether a broad stroke change, and I've been very honest on this program. Certainly we have a relationship with John. We have him on the show every week. Everyone knows how I feel about him personally, but I'm going to be very objective here. And I personally think that this was never a make or break season for me. Now, I'm not saying you sit back and stand by and let the losses build up like cords of wood. I mean, if this thing got to a, you know, 8, 9, 10 game losing streak and you're trying to just patch the boat, then I understand. This is sports. It's professional. I get why changes are made. But is there something, like I started the segment by saying, I think this is a psychological game on Tuesday. You're coming back home. They're going to let fans in the building, some of them. You're going to be playing the last place team in your division. Do you feel like this one becomes must in any way in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of that energy around every game, I think, right now, just because of the realities of the situation. And I think that John Tortorella, you know, I've always respected the way he's self-assessed, as in addition to what he assesses of his team. And he has talked about that he is still working to find the most effective ways to connect with his players, particularly some of the newer guys. But, you know, I struggle with this kind of question that's floating around, because while, you know, the buck always stops with the leader in any kind of organization, you know, this is also an issue of execution, and these are not puppets. The coaches are not pulling the strings out there and making the players do or not do what they should be doing. A lot of this answer lies within a lot of individuals, and I don't know that one fell swoop does any more than give a false bump if the root issues are not mm-hmm. discovered and addressed.
We gave up a shorty goal yesterday on that power play, and that kind of put Max in the spotlight. I think he was a little upset with the call and obviously didn't get it. Then that leads to a goal on the other end from Nashville. It seems to me, Allison, that he's trying to find his way offensively with this new club. Is that jumping out to you, the problems? What specific problems are you seeing from Max on the offensive end?
Yeah, you know, there was particularly this weekend, I saw a couple, you know, try too hard moments. And again, I can identify with why he probably feels that way, but you see him set up, you see him get an opportunity, even that 2-on-1 with Cam. They were both trying so hard to capitalize on the scoring chance, they lost it. And again, finding that trust, being able to relax, fall back into your game. This was a guy who came in with a lot he wanted to prove. He wanted to prove he could be a center. He wanted to prove he could play in the top six. He wanted to fit in with a new team. And now, if you're him, where do you start first? And I think that can be overwhelming. And I think that he needs to just kind of lose some of that frustration. It's easy for me to say sitting here, but try and find the things that have made him successful in the past.
All right, we'll see if any kind of home cooking at all can get them ignited here tomorrow night. There is a new beginning to some degree with the building and some fans, so that should give whatever energy that could provide. At least it'll be a different kind of energy. So we'll examine that with you as we move forward. Allison, thanks for jumping on. We always appreciate you.
Thank you both so much. Stay safe and stay well.